Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kaylin. May I please have your zip code to locate your account?
Yes, my name is Tommy Conyers, and I'm calling regarding a charge on my bank account from this company.
You have a charge?
Yes, in the amount of $56.95.
Okay, let's see.
Okay.
I'm trying to get into my system.
Mm-hmm.
May I please have your zip code?
Pardon?
Can I have your zip code, please?
I can't understand what you said.
May I have your zip code?
My zip code is 10032, New York City, New York.
Thank you. The first and last name, please.
The last name is Conyers, Conyers.
We have one moment. Let's see. One moment, please.
Mm-hmm.
You said Tommy?
Tommy Conyers, Conyers.
All right. For security purposes of the account, can you verify your address, please?
My address is 1920 Amsterdam Avenue, apartment 14C as in Charlie, New York, New York, 10032.
Thank you. And I was able to locate the account for tablet.
Pardon?
Tablet.
A tablet?
Yes.
Well, what tablet is this? Is this a writing tablet or a pill tablet?
It's a tablet that you use like a tablet.
That I use how? What type of tablet is this? A writing tablet?
Ma'am, it's a tablet, like an electronic tablet.
Okay.
So you did a survey, get a free gift, pay shipping for the product. It was given to you to try free within 48 hours. You enroll in that membership, where you get a $125 gift card.
I cannot understand what you're saying.
You did a survey,
I'm
get
sorry.
A free gift, pay shipping, where you, and within 48 hours, enroll in a membership, where you get a $125 gift card.
Okay, but I was charged. My bank account says I'm charged $56.95. But I don't even know what this is all about. That's the reason I'm calling. A tablet. What type of tablet is this?
Ma'am, do you know an electronic tablet that you carry around? You can get on the internet, do different things. That kind of tablet.
Oh no, I don't want that. No.
All right,
no.
Go ahead and get the account counsel. Would you allow my mom, please?
All right, thank you.
Let's allow one moment, please.
Surely.
All right, thank you for holding. I was able to close out the account. This will prevent all future charges.
Okay, now will I be refunded the $56.95?
Well, that's not refundable.
Pardon?
That's not refundable.
What do you mean it's non-refundable? I'm canceling. I don't want it.
Well, I do apologize. You're counseling for future, but I mean, the gift code's already been sent to your email, so that's why I say it's not refundable.
A gift card was sent to my email. Why did I not get it?
Okay. Give me one moment, please. You can check your email now and see if you have it, because it should be in there.
Hold on. No, it's not there.
All right, well, I can get a resend if we don't have it. And as a courtesy, I give a 35% refund, which will allow me 1 moment.
Surely.
Right. So I did close out the account.
Okay.
And I did give a 35% refund.
Pardon?
I did provide you a 35% refund back, and you received 3 to 5 bits of faith.
The refund of $56.95 I will be receiving?
35%, $19.93 is what you'll be receiving.
1993, let me write this down.
Sorry.
1993. Okay. And when will that be deposited into my account?
You receive it within 3 to 5 business days, and that account is closed.
All right. Thank you. How is California? I haven't been there in a long time.
Oh, it's great.
I used to live in Los Angeles.
Oh, for real?
Uh-huh. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It was 900 years ago, but
okay.
I used to live there. I worked at Lockheed Aircraft.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it was, like I said, 900 years ago, and I have not been back. All right. Thank you. So
no
you
problem.
Said that the account has been canceled, and I will be receiving a refund in the amount of $19.93 in 3 to 5 days.
That's correct.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer
support.
Goodbye. You have a great day.